And we notice the progression that was here that's laid out by our Lord and Savior, that He's sitting down on the grass and He begins to speak and He brings a whole new world in. All they know and what they ever heard was the law of God, and now they're in a position where they are hearing something brand new. It's almost like a new world order He brings into play here, and He says, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. When you become, realize your need of Jesus, your need that you have nothing within yourself to earn heaven. And then blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. And they that mourn, that you're broken about your situation, you're broken about your sin, your separation from God. And then it says, blessed are the meek. And we found out that meek don't necessarily mean weak. It means strength. You look at Moses. You look at Jesus. He was very meek, but they were strong men who stood for right. And we're living in a world where people just don't want to stand for right. They want to mingle in and disappear within the crowd. They don't want to stand out for right. So we need some men that are meek men filled with the Holy Ghost of God. And then we got just briefly on, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst. And we know this world teaches us everything that we possibly can think of hungering and thirsting after. Whether it be hunger and thirsting after wealth, hunger and thirsting for fame, hunger and thirsting for lust, hunger and thirsting for pleasures, hunger and thirsting for success. But these will never truly satisfy. You know something? Jim Carrey said this, and it blowed my mind. Now, this is somebody that financially, socially, he has all eyes upon him. He's famous. He's an actor, has money, has cars, Lamborghinis, Porsches, homes, servants. Everything we could think of in this life here is wonderful. And he said this, he goes, I wish everyone had everything they ever wanted. And then they would realize that they still need something different. That's an amazing thought. They understand that. Look at Robin Williams. Had everything in this life here, but he didn't have Jesus. He lacked that one thing in life, and every soul is designed and it has a spot inside us, and there's only one person who can feel that. It's not a boyfriend, not a girlfriend, not a Porsche, not a Lamborghini, not a $500,000 home. It's not $10 billion. It's not perfect health, perfect. It's not none of those things. It is in Jesus Christ, knowing Him. So we see this appetite Jesus speaks of here. Now he says, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness. Now this is not righteousness of our own. This is hungering and thirsting for something more than things of this world. This is a hunger and a thirst that is more so than what we can possess in this life. And it comes from the other world, another place. And this hunger and thirst, and listen to this, these blessed ones of whom the Master speaks are ever grateful for material provisions that rewards their meekness, but they still long for something other. They're hungering and thirsting for righteousness. Now, every one of you is in Sunday school this morning, and I hope that's your desire, but if you had your will and way, would you really be here if you knew nobody here, nobody knew you, and you had your own, you was in a totally different town, would you make your way out and be in Sunday school this morning? Not because your wife, not because your husband, not because of your mom, not because your dad, not because you know the pastor, but would you be here if you knew no one? Do you hunger and thirst? How many of you took time to pray this morning? How many of you took time to seek God's face this morning? How many took time to get in God's Word and say, Lord, give me something this morning? Every day of our life, we have 7 days a week. Do we take that time to spend time hungering and thirsting after Him? So this hungering and this thirsting, it's something deeper and more than the earthly. They have an appetite for goodness, not for haughtiness. They have a hunger for righteousness, to be right with God, to be right with their brother, to be right in a way where when they look up towards heaven that they're willing to pray, brother, a prayer like you pray. That's where all stakes is in. Everything's in the middle. Nothing, no strings attached. Everything is up before God. Lord, whatever you want, I want that for my life. Whatever it takes for me to draw closer to you. That's scary. But at the same time, that ought to be our... If you're saved this morning, we have that desire. Because the Holy One of God inside us, that's what He does, is draws us to a place where we'll only be happy with Him. We're listening for that small, still voice and say, God, I need You. I want to be closer to You. I want to have a closer walk with You. That is their deepest desire, that they shall be filled. So when you hunger and thirst, all other things to the side must be pushed away. That we, and Jesus is talking about those that are they which do hunger and thirst after us, for they shall be filled. The promise there that they will be, they shall be filled. It goes along with Romans 10:13. It's one of my favorite that says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. It's one of them great statements that our Lord makes, shall be. If God's going to do something, you ain't going to stop Him doing it. So our hungering and thirsting, this word hunger literally means to famish, to crave. Now the question is for us at Sunday school, do we hunger? Do we crave? Do we really thirst for the righteousness that only the Lord has, a purity? He's holy without sin. He's blemishless. Do we really want that in our lives? And then we showed from last week, 1 John, I think chapter 3, where it says, for we shall see Him face to face, for we shall see Him as He is, for we shall be like Him. So if you don't like practicing it now, what are you going to do there? You're going to be miserable. Miserable in heaven. That's a contradiction in a statement. But we all need to ask ourselves that. Do we really hunger and thirst after righteousness? Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. And my wife's favorite verse, Romans 18:1, through desire a man having separated himself seeketh an intermeddle with all wisdom. So we see first three of these, we see that it deals directly with our heart. The first one is a sense of our need. Then the next one is a sense of our brokenness without of our sin condition. It's all about interior, inside of a heart that we have. And we're living in a day when we can sin and say, well, God will forgive me, and we end up abusing the grace of God. We're living in a day when and Baptists, that's why other denominations look at us and say, we get the license to sin. Because literally we say, well, you can do whatever I want. And you can, but where is the love and affection that is to please a holy, righteous God? To allow Him to work in our lives. And this is what this is about. Hungering and thirsting after holiness. Hungering and thirsting after separation. Hungering and thirsting after our willingness to please Him. And we're seeing a desire today that is just the opposite. Churches are full of folks that they're in a place of complacency. The days of apostasy where they're in church, but they're not in church, if you know what I'm saying. We're living in a day and time where it's getting... So we see in this word thirst, it means to thirst for, be thirsty, be athirst. So are you famished without reading your Word of God? When you don't read, does it bother you? When you go by someone and you know you should have witnessed, does it bother you that you didn't take that time and say, I want to tell you that God loves you. It's got a plan for your life. Does it bother you? That's hungering and thirsting. Gosh, that's what Jesus did everywhere He went. Hungering and thirsting after righteousness. Jesus said in John 4:13-14, He says, answered and said unto her, whosoever drinks of this water shall thirst again. He's talking about the water that he found in the well. But Jesus was talking about something far greater. But whosoever drinketh the water that I shall give shall never thirst again. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into eternal life. Now my thought is, if I hung around you long enough, would I get thirsty? That's what we ought to be. Every one of us here ought to be making somebody thirsty. Because we got a bountiful supply that never runs dry. You ought to have something in your life that the world looks at you and says, you're different, I want what you got. They're thirsty for your life. Or do they see you bicker, complain, and they see all the other fruits of the flesh manifest in their life, not the fruit of the Spirit of God living in our lives. So, hungering and thirsting means to yearn after God's favor, yearn after God's walk, yearn after God's talk in our lives. I don't know about you, but when I hear stuff like this, I just want to start mingling down, and I'm see so far I come from accomplishing those goals. I don't know if I could say what you said, brother, but I'd like to. But Lord, when you say, Lord, do whatever it takes for me to draw closer to you. And Lord could use any situation for that to happen. And you know what? My wife says, never pray for patience. She goes, because I ain't got none, she says. And I said, honey, I said, you might as well pray for it. Because God's going to complete that manifestation in our lives one way or another. Because that's what God wants in our lives. He wants us in a place where we're yielded unto Him. Because if you're His youngin', He won't accept no other way. He don't accept half-heartedness. He don't accept where you're half one foot in and one foot out. He don't accept. But yet we want to ride there on that fence and thinking we can ride there and be all right. But it don't work that way. God's desire is for us to be all in or all out. And as Elijah said, how long ye halt between two opinions? If God be God, serve Him. If in Baal, then serve Him. And ain't no ladder. And He says you can't serve two masters. Either you love the one or you hate the other. Ain't no more than Revelations at the end where He looks at the church of Laodicea and said, you're neither hot nor cold, therefore I spew you out of my mouth. We need a hunger and a true thirst after God. In other words, when you're tempted to do wrong, you stop yourself. Or it might get in your mind and your thought process, but you're trying to kick it out to the side because you yearn and desire to please God. You're hungering and thirsting after righteousness. Or you got somebody there constantly tugging you, pulling you away from them things that you ought to be doing right. In Matthew 6:23, seek ye first the kingdom of God and not your own righteousness, but His righteousness. And all these things shall be added unto thee. But we seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Seek ye, not my will, but thine be done. It's the same for all of us. And then we see in 1 Peter 2:2, it says, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word that we may grow thereby. That's a thirst that we have from the day I knelt and asked Jesus in my heart and I allowed Him to start working. Said, Lord, here I am. I am nothing. I can bring nothing. And I believe if you don't come to that place where if you're kneeling and you're broken and God has you broken and you have conditions on your salvation. Lord, I'm going to be saved, but I don't believe the Lord makes deals with the in salvation. It's all in or all out. It's one or the other. You have to make your mind up who you, if He's going to be your Savior and God, or I'd like it to be, but I don't really want you that bad. And this easy believism, they say a prayer and you can know God, and without no surrender. You can just say this prayer and you're in. And churches are full of them. In Psalm 42 verse, it says, as the hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? You ever see I like watching these Discovery Channels when these antelope, they're in a place of famishing. There's no water. All the water is dried up. All the creeks, all the streams, everything's up, and there's only like one watering hole like for 50-some miles. And the elephants there, the hippos are there, the alligators are there, the lions are there. They're all got this one watering hole. And they're all trying to share it. And this antelope, you watch it come up, he is thirsty. He's been dry for a long time. And he's inching his way, watching every... I mean, you can tell his ears kind of got the radar going on, flipping around, and he's looking, and he's noticing that he feels danger, but he's thirsty. He wants that drink so bad. He's got to have it. And as he sneaks a little further, and he gets up, and one little drop of a pin, I mean, he leaps, and that water turns just a little. He leaps up in the air this high, scared to death, but he's willing to lay down his life for that one little drink of water. He is famished. He's thirsty for that drink. We're living in a world that we ought to, by the time we go from Monday, Tuesday, and get in here Wednesday, thank God for Wednesday, and then go from there and then finally get here Sunday, and got our Bibles every day to keep us, to our minds and our hearts, to keep us filled up. But do you really hunger and thirst? If you're not reading God's Word every day, it's an impossibility to survive and be an effective Christian out in this world. It truly is. As this, he panteth after the water, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. And I quoted this last week, Psalm 63 verse 1 says, O God, Thou art my God. Early will I seek Thee. My soul thirsteth for Thee. My flesh longeth for Thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. Do you hunger and thirst after righteousness? Do you really hunger and thirst? I hope we develop a desire this whole week. All this preaching is going to be coming. All this sin to be a time in our lives. Say, Lord, I'm tired of playing games. I'm tired of being half in, half out. I'm tired of not just, or just going through the most. I want to serve you no matter what anybody else does. I want to serve you with the hunger and the thirst after God. You notice what he said there? He said, O God, thou art my God, early will I seek thee. First thing of the day. Early. Nothing else mattered. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee. Who's tired of their flesh of doing wrong? Amen, brother. I am looking forward to a glorified body. I'm looking forward to a mind that thinks right all the time. This old world is just getting crazy. And the more you look at it, the more it seems to be wrapping up. We seen a dear sister last night, and she's going through an awful lot, and I forgot prayer for her, honey. Miss Donna. Well, I know I ain't gonna, but at the same time, folks are going through stuff everywhere. And what she said, bless my heart, she said, the Lord, what a time for God to come back. She said her prayer list so long, it's just, she's getting calls from everywhere. People praying, people having needs, people suffering, people sick, people just everywhere. It's like the floodgates are coming down to people's needs. Everybody has a need in their life right now. And you see this wreck of these young teenage boys, lost without God. And the thing is, the one's gone. We got to reach the other two. So, you're hungering and thirsting. That's what it takes. We have to hunger and thirst. This week, we got to let God do a work in our lives. And take this to heart. And no matter what anybody else does, hunger and thirst after Him. Let this be a week in our life where we put a stake in the ground. And it'll be a memorial in our lives of something God did that we can always look back here till Jesus comes. That God did a work. Draw me closer to Him than I ever have been. Let's pray. Father, dear God, thank You for Your Word. Lord, help us, I pray, to hunger and thirst after You more than we ever have. Help us to have a desire to please You, to walk in Your ways, to be a light in this lost, dying world, dear God, where we're supposed to stand as beacons. We're supposed to stand as lights when everything else is dark around us, Lord. Help us desire that thirst inside where we're willing to say, Lord, whatever You want in my life, I'm willing to allow You to do it. Oh God, help us, I pray. Bless the preaching we hear this week. Lord, prepare our hearts to hear from heaven. We don't want to hear from man. We need to hear from You, Lord. Please work at work. In Jesus' name we pray and ask. Amen.